This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Supporters of Congressman Ed Perlmutter's cannabis banking bill are pushing for the Senate to pass it. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Legal cannabis business owners fanned out across the Capitol to push senators to pass the SAFE banking bill. The Senate is negotiating potential expansions of the bill, like adding expungement of records for nonviolent marijuana offenses, to get it through the chamber. Representative Perlmutter, however, isn't ruling out taking drastic steps to get SAFE banking passed this year before he retires.
By holding up something like the National Defense Authorization or whatever, but my time is short here, all right? And with each passing day, I'm more likely to do the nuclear option of trying to, you know, hold something up.
Perlmutter remains optimistic that won't be necessary and said the House will get behind whatever the Senate can pass. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Two men are recovering after they walked away unharmed following a small plane crash in Broomfield Wednesday. Rescue crews arrived at the Anthem Ranch subdivision to find the aircraft in a pond near the Aspen Lodge tennis pickleball courts. Broomfield police say about 50 gallons of fuel spilled into the pond. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum will soon see much-needed updates to the building's roof and HVAC system. City Council members approved an additional $2.5 million for the project this week, nearly doubling the initial budget set last year. City Budget Manager Chris Fiandaca told Council last month the work goes beyond replacing piping and equipment.
In order to remove the old and install the new equipment, the roof does need to be replaced, and that was last replaced in the 1990s.
City officials say a recent study uncovered the need for the extensive repairs. Along the Front Range, cooler and cloudy today. Chance of thunderstorms for Denver and Colorado Springs through tonight. This is CPR and KRCC.